Well, how bad is the engine oil lubricant shortage going to be? Well, so far there are letters circulating online that appear to be from three different companies. I can't say for sure whether any of them is faked, but the letters so far that I've seen are from Honda, Nissan, and AutoZone, and each of the letters says basically the oil, engine oil supply chain is so devastated that we are not going to be able to supply more than about half of what we have been supplying before in terms of, you know, approved brand name engine oil for our vehicles or for customers in the case of AutoZone. So it doesn't mean that all the generic brands are wiped out yet, but the name brand stuff is at about or close to 50% of the normal supply. And in fact, what these letters are telling dealers to do or maintenance stations to do is to replace the official oil with this other blend, you know, 0-20 or whatever, to mix it in. You can mix it in at 20% or 10% of this oil in order to achieve this viscosity for this engine, for these vehicles, etc. That's what the letters appear to be saying. Now, again, are some of the letters maybe, you know, fake? Could they be just put out there as a hoax? Yeah, possibly. However, these letters are consistent with what we know is happening once you realize where does synthetic oil come from. Now, do you know the answer to that, by the way? Where does your synthetic engine oil come from? Well, when they say synthetic, that probably means it's not coming from oil. So it's coming from something else. That's what you would think anyway. Well, it turns out that most synthetic engine oil is made from natural gas. And then a little bit of it is actually made from oil. Certain oil products are used as kind of a feedstock to make the synthetic oil. So synthetic oil needs the Persian Gulf. You know, it's not like synthetic oil is made from trees or you know, bamboo. No, it's nothing like that. Synthetic oil comes from hydrocarbons. They're just reformed into, you know, the right molecules to have a very high performing oil. So the Persian Gulf still matters, which means the Strait of Hormuz still matters. And since the strait is still closed, then the feedstock for synthetic oil just isn't there. Not good. And so that means that we are going to have, quite an emergency here when it comes to engine oil. And you don't have to be a genius to start thinking about what that means for transportation. Because everything that moves requires, you know, lubricants of some kind. You're talking about, of course, the diesel trucks that do the hauling of everything from groceries to furniture to consumer products up and down the highways. Those are going to be hit hard because they go through a lot of oil because they put a lot of road miles on those engines. So those truck fleets have, of course, regularly scheduled engine overhauls, but also engine oil changes. It's, you know, you can't just not change the oil, because if that happens, then you end up damaging the engine with excessive wear, and eventually you'll destroy the engine. So you have to change the oil in order to keep driving the truck. And if you're a truck owner, you're not going to drive without changing the oil at the prescribed mileage, whatever that is. I don't know if it's 10,000 miles for those trucks, or maybe it's even more these days with the advanced oils. Maybe it's 15,000 miles. I'm not sure. But whatever it is, you can't ignore it. You have to change the oil. If that oil's not there, or if it's so scarce that the prices are double or triple, then you're going to start to see that impact transportation in a big way. And that means we're going to go through another layer of scarcity. It won't simply be that there's less food because of the fertilizer shortages, which also stem from the natural gas shortages and also from higher fuel prices, higher diesel prices to drive the tractors and, you know, all the farm equipment, etc. But then you'll have more food scarcity because of the inability to transport food. This is a huge deal, especially for, you know, Hawaii, places that need a lot of food transported in. So this isn't going away anytime soon. And notably, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed to this very day. Although, after the China summit, you know, Trump and China, China was able to get maybe a dozen ships through the Strait of Hormuz with the permission of Iran and the agreement of Trump to allow that to happen without harassing those ships, I guess. So I don't know what China gave the U.S. in trade for that, but China was able to get some ships through. I just want you to know those ships only went through with permission from Iran. They're not sneaking through. They're going through with permission. And that's because China is an ally of Iran. And as a result, you know, they were able to make that happen and offer something to the U.S. at the same time. So the thing to watch out for, of course, in all of this is supply chains being cut for engine oil and then parts. Also, you could see more difficulty getting oil filters, for example, or engine air filters, things like that, which typically come out of China or Korea, sometimes Japan. So my advice is find out what engine oil your car uses or your truck or if you have one, and go ahead and just buy some more of that right now. You should just get it right now. It's a very good idea to do that. At least give yourself enough oil for one engine oil change, and that'll give you an extra, 7,000 to 10,000 miles, depending on the car and the oil. So that, you know, that'll give you some time for the situation to sort itself out. And if you feel so compelled, buy enough oil for a couple of oil changes. And if you're thinking, well, I don't know how to change my own oil, it's not that hard. You know, you probably know somebody who could help you do it if you don't know how to do it yourself, but it's not that hard to do. And there's, if you want to buy another product to help you do that, let me just mention, you can buy an engine oil removing pump device. It's a hand pump. And basically you stick a long little straw down the oil checker tube, you know, where you check the engine oil, that tube. So you stick this thing down there, and then the straw hits the bottom of your oil pan inside your engine, and then you just pump it, and it pumps all the oil out into this storage canister, and then you can, you know, dispose of that through whatever legal means or environmentally sound means you have available to yourself. And that's also a very good idea. Smart to do that. And one little tip about using those, and I've used those before. One tip is that if you run your engine for 5 minutes first, it will heat up the oil and it will improve the speed at which the oil is extracted. You don't want to do this with cold oil because it won't really work. Secondly, you still have to change out your oil filter. But by that time, you know, once you've extracted all the engine oil and most of the oil is empty, then when you take off the filter, it's not going to spill liters of oil all over the place. It's just going to spill whatever oil is in the filter and a little bit extra. So it just makes it a little easier to deal with if you want to do it that way. And then, of course, adding oil is easy. You just add it through the normal, you know, oil, you know, on the engine. You open up that cap where you put, when you add oil, that part's easy. So take care of this. Think about all your vehicles. If you've got more than one, if you have a tractor or a ranch vehicle or whatever, get yourself some oil. Now, just so happens that there was an engine oil scare a couple of years ago. It was related to COVID, actually. I think it was. And there was a rumor at that time that oil would become extremely scarce, and there were shortages. I remember going to one of the stores here in Texas called Tractor Supply. I went to Tractor Supply, and the oil shelf was wiped out. It was like, oh my God, oil shelf's gone here. So there was a shortage. It never became a national emergency. But during that time, I bought a 55-gallon drum of diesel engine oil, and I'm still sitting on that drum, and I'm very happy that I have a drum of engine oil, because that way, if something really bad happens, I could also help out you know, neighbors or people I know who are in a crisis that, you know, hey, you need 5 gallons of oil. Guess what? I've got 55 gallons. So come on over and bring a container and a pump. So, you know, I always think about prepping on more than just a personal scale, but the more oil you have, you know, the better you're going to be able to help others around you as well. So think about that. Get prepared. Also, our sponsor for this podcast is the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com, for backup satellite phones and energy storage devices powered by solar panels that are called, of course, solar generators. You can check those out at SAT123.com. And thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.